Yeah.
A lot of pain. You know, I'll let our doctors and coach get into all that stuff, but I was able to come back and play, and that's the. Something happened with the snap. To be completely honest, I don't know. I'll have to watch a replay. I haven't seen a replay, so I'll have to see a replay of it. But something was different than normal. You know, Rodney and I, we take a lot of, you know, I should say, we put a lot of hard work into center quarterback exchange where nothing ever happens. So I'll have to see a replay, so I don't know exactly, but something was different. So something was definitely different.
You had a bandage on earlier. I noticed that you don't have it now.
I'm good. Good to go. Yeah, probably some of the most pain I ever felt in my life.
So did you ever have doubt that you'd be able to come back in the game? Or?
Yes, definitely. I had a lot of questions that I wanted to ask first. And once I asked those questions and they gave me the answers, then there was no doubt in my mind. I mean, obviously it hurt. You know, as much as I could just deal with the pain of it, then that's pretty much it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Was it just the pinky? Is that like, it was
just my pinky. Yes, sir.
See,
hey, you know what's something hilarious is my coach said Willis Reed to me on the sideline, and you know, just to make me laugh, you know, try and get me, you know, just get me in the mood, and I looked at him, I said, who? Like that? But what was crazy is I know who Willis Reed is. He came in and dropped, I think, 40, right? Yeah, who knows? Who cares? Who cares? But he said it to me, and I was like, wait, who? Like, I was like, can you tell me that story? And he had to tell me. I was like, oh, never mind. I got it. So,
why were you wearing a glove?
Just so it would help me. Yeah.
Whose idea was the glove?
To be completely honest, I don't remember.
Where did the glove come from?
This is good stuff, man.
Yeah. Are there gloves? Where did the glove come from?
Our equipment room. So our equipment manager was up here, and you know, we were just trying to come up with ideas, you know, yeah. Just the best idea to make sure it was the safest and to make sure it was the most effective. And that was the final outcome that we came up with.
And when you came in and were using the glove, were you still in pain or was it all gone?
It still hurt. It definitely still hurt, yeah.
The decision was not to take two snaps on the radio?
Yes. Yeah, just because of the pain, yeah. Honestly, I don't. You guys know me. It doesn't matter what happens. I'm gonna practice. I'm gonna be at the. I'll play next game. So, I don't imagine anything will be wrong. It'll suck.
Eric, you guys coming off the short week, you had the altitude game. You were coming off kind of a mini bye, giving up a home game last
yeah.
week. Yeah. Lose a lead to a big lead to a defending NFC champion.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I hope that's not our personality. You know, I'd love to just keep winning by more points. You know, I don't want to have to keep doing it this way. But I think the personality of this team is that it is this. And I've said it before, and I say it again because I really believe in it and mean it, is Coach Del Rio taught us how to compete last year. We learned that. This year we're learning how to win and what it takes. And there's so many PowerPoint presentations we saw in the offseason of just little situational football that matters, and you know what it takes to win in those situations and the decisions you have to make as a quarterback in those times. So there's so much that goes into it, but I really believe in that process that he created, because I believe that our identity, so to speak, is someone is a team that just works hard and we believe in one another. You know, I really think that's just what it is. I don't know if I was surprised. I was happy. You know, I was happy they did. You know, I don't know if I was surprised. I really don't remember my emotion at that moment. But I do remember I was extremely happy. Yeah. Yeah, so they their safety got flat-footed and doubled Rivera on the left side. And then we had Crabtree one-on-one, you know, with their guy, you know, turned with his back turned. And you know me, man. I'm going to give my guys chances to make plays, especially in that kind of yardage and situation. I mean, those are tough ones to get. So when you get a matchup like that, you got to take that chance.
What was the mood like after you guys hit all 25 unanswered points? Like, what was the attitude like?
You know, what's crazy is that I came up here, and so the only reason I knew that they had the ball is because I looked back and saw them, you know, their offense running on the field. I didn't know the whole situation when I was up here. And when I came back out, I was trying to ask questions. Did they score? What happened? What are they doing? You know, all these things. To be honest with you, I don't really know the mood. I really don't know the mood. I was just trying to get back in the swing of things. I wanted to make it like I didn't even leave. You know, I wanted to make sure I knew every situation, what blitzes they brought, all those things, just to be ready. So it looked like guys were still good and, you know, believing, but, that's what I expect, you know, from them. Yeah, it was kind of like last week when I threw the pick. You know, I was like, man, that sucks, obviously. Thomas Davis should be in the Pro Bowl and should be an All-Pro, by the way. That was a heck of a play. He's one of the best players I've ever seen on film in my life. And I had to say that, sorry, just to give him credit. But the mood was, hey, we've been here before. You know, you don't like being there before. You don't like that, you know, you've been there before. But there was no doubt in our minds that we could move the ball and win and score. There's never a doubt. So it's one of those things where everyone just kind of, you know, you clap your hands. You know, it's not what you wanted, but there's nothing we can do about it now. You know, we got to go get the ball, and we got to go. That's right. Wow. Dang. Man, I really feel like that's more for our fans. You know, obviously we can't celebrate anything yet. But I'm happy for our fans. I know the heartache that they've had. Trust me, I've been a part of that heartache, you know, giving them, you know, heartaches during games in my short 3 years. But hopefully we've given them a lot of happy moments. You know, that's the thing that makes my day. I said when we won the championship in Fresno, I was a part of a 4-9 team, got the head coach fired, you know, all those things. And I said when we won that championship the first time, I said, the thing that makes my day is watching our fans celebrate, to be honest with you. And, you know, winning 9 games, having a winning record for the first time, and, you know, you said 14 years, I'm so happy for our fans because I know how much joy that brings to our city. I know how much life that brings to the city of Oakland. And that's what I'm about, man. You know, you guys know me. I love to make other people's day, so I'm happy that they could go home happy.
You've seen a lot of big Khalil Mack games coming
into
this.
Yeah.
You
know, it's crazy that, you know, he's so young. You know, he's only been playing the same amount of time I have. And he's already done things that no one in the history of the league has done. He's been an all-pro at two positions. You know, he's making these clutch plays. Before every time there's a two-minute drill, I come up to him, I say, now it's your turn. Go end it. You know, I have fun with him. But I'm dead serious. I said, end the game. And he, okay. You know, that's just him. And, you know, we hope every time it'll work out for us, obviously. But I don't think that we can just really put him in a category of, you know, I think that he's here. Or I think he's progressed to here. I think that he's really in a class of his kind of own, you know. And I'm not saying that he's better than anybody or anything like that. I think he is. I think he's the best football player I've ever, you know, played with and seen. But I think that he's done things that no one has ever seen before. So I don't want to just put him in a box, you know, because I think this guy obviously is the limit for him.
Derek, did your hurt finger contribute to
the No, that was just me. And Thomas, like I said, Thomas made a great play. Yeah. God is good, man. We've done it every single way. You know, it's crazy. So I'm just going to keep believing. I'm going to keep working hard, man. And hopefully we'll keep having more ways for you, you know, to be honest. You know, I don't care how we do it. I hope we have more ways. Hope we come up with some new ones, man. You know, I've been put in those situations so many times by my coaches in practice. Like I told you guys before, Coach Del Rio makes the two-minute drill as hard on me as possible in training camp, OTAs, mini camp, training camp, you know, practice. Yeah, he makes it as hard as he can on me. And when he does that and you have success at it, it gives you just a belief that it doesn't matter the situation. You know, we just went with 30 seconds, no timeouts from our minus whatever, you know, and we got a touchdown, you know, and it's things like that that just give us so much belief, to be honest. And like I always said, man, I grew up a Kobe fan, you know, so that Mamba mentality, man, is killer instinct. You know, sometimes you hit the game winner, sometimes you didn't, but so far, you know, we've been able to hit them, you know, to be honest. You know, so our O-line, I think something happens to them, man, where they know, hey, nothing can happen, you know, and our receivers, they make these amazing, I mean, that catch Crab made with the guy draped all over him, that's amazing. You know, that's ridiculous. Absolutely. He's a Panther fan. Absolutely. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Steph, thank you for wearing my jersey, man. I'll come out to a game, man, support you.